41. The New Island. Sam and Stuart are both thrill seekers. They decided to explore this new island located near the Pacific called Revi. They packed their bags and took off from their homes. They both thought that this would be a great adventure for them. They rowed a boat going to the island. The sun was up, but the wind was strong. There were strong waves. The boat almost overturned. However, they arrived at the island safe. Then, they realized the bag holding their food and water was gone. They probably dropped it during the boat trip. Sam asked, "How will we be able to survive our trip with no food and no water?" Stuart simply answered him, "We'll find a way." Sam added, "How come you are not panicking about this?" Stuart responded, "Well, this is the real adventure." 42. A very expensive mobile phone. Melinda placed her mobile phone carefully inside her pocket. It was fresh from a phone store. She traded her old phone for a new and very expensive one. She could not wait to go home to test her newly bought phone. She was waiting at the bus stop impatiently. A hooded man stood near her. A knife in his hand poked at her ribs. The man told her to hand over her purse. Melinda was terrified. She handed her purse to the hooded man, relieved that her new phone was in her pocket and not inside her purse. But just as the hooded man started to go with the purse in tow, they both heard the sound of a very clear ring. Ring. The man stopped, then went back to her again. 43. Romeo and Juliet. Romeo was the only son of the wealthiest family in their town. He was to marry the daughter of the next town's most powerful family for business. But Romeo was in a relationship with their servant's daughter, Juliet. After hearing the news of Romeo's arranged wedding, she lost all hope. Just like the famous Romeo and Juliet, she clearly knew what they had was not something to be. However, Romeo had the courage to fight for their love. His parents were completely against them. They value power and wealth more than their own son's happiness. Romeo's father threatened not to give him any inheritance and cut off their ties if he chooses Juliet. In the end, Romeo chose Juliet. He knew he can't be happy being wealthy without Juliet. 44. Twin sister. Josh and Joy couldn't be more different from each other. Josh is chic and his hair is always sleek. He likes to sleep in class and play in gym class. He excels in sports, which is probably why he's the basketball captain. On the other hand, Joy can't care less about her looks. Her straight hair sometimes covers her face. She doesn't wear makeup like her female classmates, either. While Joy almost always fails PE, she excels in other subjects. Joy loves studying. Josh and Joy can always be seen together. People wonder what Josh sees in Joy. She doesn't seem to fit him. One day, his friend finally asks him, "Do you love Joy? What do you even see in her?" To him, Josh replies angrily, "Why shouldn't I love my twin sister?" 45. Glyza and Melcher are best of friends. Glyza and Melcher are best of friends. They grew up together, and they have been going to the same school since kindergarten. They share everything with each other. They also go to the other's house on weekends to play video games. One afternoon, when they are out for lunch, Melcher confesses his feelings for Glyza. He asks Glyza to be his girlfriend. Gliza does not want that. So, she refuses and decides to stop being friends with Melcher. Melcher still pursues to win Gliza's affection. Gliza, on the other hand, tries to avoid him at all costs. Finally, she tells Melcher to stop bothering her. Quite disheartened, Melcher steps back and walks away. Gliza is finally relieved. But just when she thought he is gone for good, she sees him standing outside their door. He is holding a bouquet of flowers. 46. Ava loves rice. Ava goes to the country to visit her grandma. She loves going to her grandma as she enjoys her cooking very much. Whenever she visits, her grandma always has the table full of delicious dishes. But among these, Ava's favorite is the rice dishes. She loves rice cakes, rice soups, and even just plain hot rice. On the day of Ava's visit, Grandma prepares hot, sticky rice meal with stewed vegetables as a side dish. Ava gobbled up everything in her bowl. But something tastes odd. The rice looks fine, but its taste is funny. She checks her bowl, and a strange, tiny, dark object was among the rice. She picks it up and sees the body of a bug. Ava is frozen and dumbfounded. No wonder it tastes like crunchy, burnt soy. 47. A multi-billion dollar company. Gavin is the owner of a multi-billion company. Aside from his business, he has stocks in other major companies. However, these stocks are under another name. He wants to keep a low profile. His newly hired secretary Alex is a very trustworthy employee. All of Gavin's appointments are scheduled by him. He has all the access of the company's important matters. HR has carefully screened him before hiring him. One morning, an emergency board meeting is called. The stockholders lost millions from their accounts. The board accuses Alex of hacking their accounts and stealing millions of dollars. Alex pleads that he is innocent. An investigation is conducted. Evidence is found to convict Alex. While all of the chaos is happening, Gavin is in the corner of the room. He is smiling. 48. Don't worry, bro. He's Asian. I once saw two people talking to each other. As I came closer, I find that they were not talking at all. They were shouting at each other. One of them was a tall guy with small eyes. I thought he was Chinese. The other was a guy about the same height. He had fair skin. I assumed he was a local here in New York. The Asian was impatiently explaining something when the fair-skinned local finally said, "You think you know everything? Why don't you go home and mind your own business? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you can't see your way, because your eyes are too small." Hearing this, I was aghast. I stepped towards him and said, "Don't be a racist. You're offending all Asians." When I said that, the Chinese laughed while pointing at his companion. "Don't worry, bro. He's Asian, too." 49. Tears fall from my eyes. I am excited to meet Grandpa. I always spend summer in his little house in the countryside, and I'm going there again. However, my mother tells me I can't go there now. She promises to take me to Disneyland instead. I want to go to Disneyland, but I want to see Grandpa more. I cry and beg her to let me go. But my mother remains firm. I decide to see Grandpa myself, whether Mother likes it or not. I go to the train station and buy a ticket. I am about to ride the train when I see Mother running towards me. She hugs me tight and cries. She says Grandpa isn't in his little house. He has been in the hospital for months. But now, the doctor has called and says Grandpa has died. Tears fall from my eyes. My heart hurts so much. 50. All-time genius. Every school has that all-time genius. Ralph, a simple-looking kid, was that genius. Having straight A's and winning every school quiz, no one can ever beat Ralph's knowledge. Most teachers attest to the superior intelligence Ralph has displayed. Because of this, one of the teachers wants to register him in a local quiz show. When he is asked about it, Ralph exclaims, "Boy, would I?" Everyone is excited about the big quiz show. Ralph is nervous, though. He has never joined any quiz contest this big. He eventually gets himself together. Easy and difficult rounds are a breeze. The last question determines the winner. As the question is shown, Ralph's mind goes completely blank. He knows the answer but forgets it. He closes his eyes with his hands pressed on his temples. Alas! He recalls the answer and is then announced as the winner.